Video: Police force John Cusack from protest area as rioters loot. By Warner Todd Houston on May 31, 2020. Left-wing actor John Cusack was apparently in Chicago Saturday night and into Sunday morning as rioters tore through the Windy City's shopping district. The 2012 actor claims police attacked him for trying to film the chaos. On Saturday, the Say Anything star posted a series of tweets featuring video of the destruction wrought by rioters. But Cusack placed much of the blame on the Chicago Police Department. "Cops didn't like me filming the burning car, so they came at me with batons. Hitting my bike. Here's the audio," he wrote in one tweet with video of the incident attached. In another, he claimed he was hit with pepper spray. "I haven't seen tear gas, but was hit by pepper spray. Don't know how a curfew can be started at 9 with bridges blocked, CTA not running. Be back out tonight A to see what I can," Cusack said. The video Cusack posted did not show much, but one can hear angry voices, purportedly the police, yelling for Cusack to get out of here, while the actor can be heard replying, "All right, I'm going. Watch below." Cusack predicted that the rioting would continue through the night. Then he claimed that the riots may mean the end of Trump. "Would be very surprised if this is a 1 or 2 day event. This may well be the beginning of end of Trump loathsome era. Thank God feels like many streams of outrage coming to a head. A wave peaking Chicago scene was about getting to Trump Tower most of day," he said. Cusack posted several other tweets depicting the chaos in the streets. The left-wing actor also blamed all the chaos on President Trump, and added that he hopes that the riots continue and would somehow lead to Trump's demise. "I hope this keeps up till Trump flies away in a fucking helicopter. It's time people should not swallow another moment of fascism," John Cusack said on Friday. "Fight till he is gone." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.